Weiter in Shas. We are in Menachos, Taf, Lamed Ches. Picking up at the top of the page, about a Mishnah. Mazel Tov, let's finish the third parak. We now begin the fourth parak, to Parak HaTechelis. The Techelis Enu Ma'akavus is a Lovin. Techelis will not be Ma'akav Lovin. If you don't have any Techelis, it's not going to mess up your Lovin. If I Lovin and Ma'akav Techelis, then why? It's not going to be Ma'akav Techelis. Which means even if everything was all Techelis, it would still be all right. Everything is going to be all right, says Rashi. Techelis Enu Ma'akavus is a Lovin. If you have the mitzvah, let's say Techelis Beis Chutin, but it says, can we first come on? Which means that we're supposed to have two white and two blue, but it ends up having it. So I'm calling it blue, but all right, you get my point. If you have all white or all blue, you're still good, boo. Okay. Tefillah she'ad me'akev shel rosh, v'shorosh ena me'akev v'shel shel yad. Each one is not me'akev the other one. So if a person only has one pair of tefillin, one of the tefillin he has, he has both, but he can't wear one of them, he still wears the one he's able to wear, and he does that mitzvah. Says Eiliga Gemara. Lema Mastisin Deluka Rebbe. Let's say our Mishnah is not like Rebbe. The time runs in a brisa Urisem. Also, the Torah says, and you shall see them. Melamech Ma'akvim Ze'etzetz coming to teach you that it is going to be Ma'akev one to the other. Divrei Rebbe, Zekzak Rebbe. Chomomim Ein Ma'akvin. And the Chum say that Ma'akev, so clearly it's not going to be Rebbe. My time, Rebbe, what is the reason of Rebbe that there's, what did the Pasuk teach you here? The Chsiv HaKanaf Min Kanaf. The Pasuk says that HaKanaf, and I saw it, it's HaKanaf Pasil Techeles, Uksiv Pasil Techeles, and I saw the word Pasil Techeles. From Rechman or Isam also, Adika Tavar Bechad, until you have both of them coming together. Rabbanan, what do they say? Risa Moso, Kol Chad Lechudei Masher, it's referencing each individual one. Lema Deloki Rebbe, so you want to say that a Mishnah is not like Rebbe? I'm reviewed on Rav. They can even say it's Rebbe. I feel Tim Rebbe. Lo Nitzchel Lekadem. That's only talking about that which the Mishnah says that it's not going to be in Ma'akvin Zed. Zed Rashi says Lehaktim Shem Hiktim Hamuchar Tainu Tchil Tzalavan. The Xiv Beresha, like if you, in terms of the order of how you go ahead and you put them in. Lonchel Lekadim, the time of the Beresha. Mitzvah Lahakdim, love of the Tiris. It's a mitzvah to put into the garment first blue, first the white, then the blue. Vim Hikdis. Hikdim, Tiris Halavan Yatsi. But if you did the opposite, then you're going to be Yatsi. El Shechis, a mitzvah, you're just lacking a mitzvah. So when it says this Lashon over here of Ein Ma'akvin Zedzeh, it's just referencing in terms of that order, but yes, it is Ma'akev if you're going to be missing, and therefore the Mishnah can even go according to Rebbe. My Chisa Mitzvah, what does it mean when it says Chisa Mitzvah? Beep, turn the page. Lamechasa Mitzvah. Ilay Mechisa Mitzvah, the love and the key to the Chisa, you want to say you're Mechasa, you're lacking the Mitzvah of white, and you have the Mitzvah of blue. Says Rashi, Mahaviki, Ilu Lo Nasta Legamri, it's going to put it all. My Yatsa, why Yotze, Hala Rebbe, Yikuvi Ma'akva, it's going to be Ma'akev. My Sisa Grebbe, Ukmalim, it says like Rebbe. The Rebbe, so back to the Gemara, Ilay Mechisa Ma'at Mitzvah Lelov and Vekim Mitzvah Dechilas, there is no love Mitzvah Dechilas, so Rebbe, Yikuvi Ma'akev, that's going to be Ma'akev on each other. So it can't be. So I'm going to read the Rav, Shechisa Mitzvah Va'asa Mitzvah. What it means is, you're lacking Mitzvah and you've done a Mitzvah. You're lacking Mitzvah, the Mitzvah of Hakadama, says Rashi, and you have a Mitzvah, De Ha'ika, Lov and Dechilas, because at the end of the day, you do have these two things that you have to have over there. What does that mean? The love and mitzvah, you didn't do it the best way possible. Hotinich love and the inu ma'akev is the chelis. Can't make sense that love and zakim ma'akev to chelis. That if you put it in the wrong order, then okay, then it's still going to be good. But chelis inu ma'akev is the love and ma'hi. What does that mean now? Right? The way we're looking at now, we're talking in terms of order you're putting it in, but we already said it that way. Obviously, you put it the right way, it's going to be good. So what is that, what's that supposed to mean? Says Rashi, the mashma im hiktim lovin, my ikov, ika lemema, what ikov would there be? I'm a Rabbi Rechama, lo nitzcha el letalis shekula tcheles. This is only relevant to the case of a talis, the garment that's made entirely of tcheles. We'll see what that means soon. Yeah, it's my nami. Amar le levi lishmu el arioch. Rashi says, Aryoch is the Lashon of Melech. Kemel Gor Aryeh Yehuda Lahachi Kar Lashmuel Aryoch. The Karmelon Halacha Kishmuel Bidine Kihechi De Dina De Malchusa Dina. Halacha is like him when it comes to Dinim, when it comes to monetary law, just like the rule is Dina De Malchusa Dina. Says Aryoch, Lo Tesev HaKarach, don't sit down Ad shemfar ad the mifreshes li l'homel. So to explain to me this thing, atchilas in ma'akev says I love in the mitzvah. What does that mean? Right? Amalei said lo nitzchel l'sadim mitzvahs. This is relevant only about the chiyuv of white linen wrap in tzitzis. Rashi says lahachi nakit sadin mishum delavenu. Used to be back in the day, people would wrap themselves in these linen sheets, and they're usually white. If it's using this as like its clothing. The mitzvah like doing lavan bereisha, because it's white, it's the mitzvah to go and put the threads of white first. My time of why? Hakanaf, min kanaf, like the same type. V'yaktim t'chilas lavan less lama, but if you put t'chilas first, then there's not going to be a problem. That's what it means. I tenach lavan deyinam akavet t'chilas, okay, this makes sense according to the pshat. It says the white is not going to be messing up. That if t'chilas deyinam akavet t'chilas lavan, my, what does that mean? Amar Rami bar Chama lo nitzucha ela latala shakula tchelas. Talking about the tchelas is all blue. The mitzvah like doing tchelas reishon is a mitzvah to do the tchelas first. That kanaf min kanaf. When it says hakanaf means min kanaf, the type it should be. The corner should you should put like the color of the corner. V'yaktim love and reishon less alone. But if you did white first, that's not a problem. Amar Rava mide tziva kagarim. Does the color of the garment determine the order of the tzitzis that come in? Even if it's chelas, the mitzvah should be to put white first. So what does it mean when it says that chelas is not the ma'akev lavan? It says Rashi, afilu kula chelas, nami mitzvah haktim lavan the chelas. However, rov talisos lavanos, majority of them are white. Talis is then, los talisos lavanos hain, Hashem. However, rov talisos lavanos hain, lavan kagarim. Lahachi ksev chelas achar kanav til olam yehem ha-me'ucha. That should always be the latter one. Hello, Amarav, hello, Nitzcha, Ella, Le Gardumin. We're talking about over here when you have Gardumin. Gardumin are stubs. They're like, you know, stunted. So what happens is you put on the right amount of strings, everything's great, and then some of it tears off. The E, Igardum, Tchelis, Vikar Lovan, V, Igardum Lovan, Vikar Tchelis, Lesama. If let's say it's down to just the white strings or just to a brown, the brown, or to the blue strings, then there is not a problem as long as it was put in properly. Originally, Darmi Menei Ramichi Gardume Techeles Ksherin. The stubs of Techeles are kosher, and those of Lovin as well. Gardume Ezov Ksherin. Also, the stubs of Ezov are going to be good as well. And that, as we know, it's used in order to go ahead to be Metaher someone. We spoke about this a bit earlier, didn't we? Didn't we mention this a bit earlier? Yeah, we saw this on Lamed Hem Beis. Those are going to be good. The Kamashir Gadumin, what's the measurement? How much of each thread has to remain in order for the tzitzis to actually still remain valid? Amar Barham Duri Amar Shmuel Kedei L'Anvan. Enough that you're able to go ahead, you're able to make a bow with it. Yibay Lehu Kedei L'Anvan. L'Anvan Kulu Ba'adadi Odilma Kol Chad V'Chad L'Chudei. Does it mean enough to tie all of them together in like this knot? Or does it mean each individual one? Easy to one obviously means it can be smaller and still be able to do that. And for the Gemara, take a good question, and we leave it till Mashiach. Ay, tishpi yitaretz, kushos v'ibayus. Boi ravashi, alime delo me'anve. Let's say the threads are very thick, so that they're not able to be tied, you know, by themselves. Rashi says, oven, alime, they're oven. If you have a katini me'anve, but if they would have been thin, then they would have been able to be tied to each other. Rashi says, dekim Havu anve darukenin kolkach aval mepnei uvyon have a ketanim lemanvan. It's too small. My was going to be then. Amar leRavacha berei deRava leRavashi kolshken deminchay mitzvasayu. Certainly, when they're thick, then the mitzvah is recognizable, and therefore they're going to be valid. Rashi is ksherin kolshken deksherin. The whole the ilu have dakim kolkach ksherim. If they're very thin, they would have been good. Daruke aruchenin kedei aniva. It's long enough to be able to tie it. Kolchkin shem oven. The minker of the mitzvah say and tray. It's more recognizable. Their mitzvah. Uman tana de poligale the Rebbe. Who's the one who argues the Rebbe and says that the tchelas and the white threads are not ma'akev one another, even when the tzitzis are initially made. Says Rashi, Hana Chachamim Dami Leel Ein Makvin Zez Zed and Amakim on another. Hi Tana, it's the following Tana. The Tanya Motel by Sabitza Kome Mishum Rabbi Nasan, Shalom Mishum Rabbi Yosef Glili, Shalom Mishum Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, Ein Lo Tchelis Metilovin. If one has no Tchelis, he puts four white strings over there and everything's good. Rashi says, Kol Hadalid Chutin. all four of them strings. Now, to this next point, we got to get a little bit out since it's are made. Yeah, put the four strings through the hole, and then you start, you make you tie a knot over there. Then you go around it, and there's a different, you know, what you do is you do seven in the first one. You take one of the strings, it's usually the longest. Of course, it's the longest, and you wrap it around seven times, and then you make then two knots, and then another, then eight times, two knots, 11, two knots, 13, two knots, and you're good to go. We see over here the fact that it says that it's left a little bit over there at the end, the stub, that it's going to be kosher, must be that you're actually making these knots. Because if you didn't make these knots, then as soon as it would get down to that point, then what would happen is it would just start to unravel entirely. You wouldn't have gedilim, and you need gedilim. So I'm a rava, shmami, no, it's arach likshar, I'll call chulia v'chulia, you got a tie on every single... You're going to make a tie knot on every single link that you're making with the tzitzis. Because if you thought you didn't have to do such a thing, that's going to be kosher. But if you have a thread of tchelis was torn, so it's only the stub, the knot at the end of the braid is going to totally unravel. Kevin de ishtari lay. Once the top of it unravels, the entire of it is going to unravel. So how can these sisters be kosher? So it must be. They have to be tying knots. And everyone needs to make sure that this doesn't actually occur. Beep, turn the page. Let me test one off. Dilma de Ikter. Says Gemara, who says? Well, I don't remember if I beeped. Beep, turn the page. Let me test one off. Who says that that's actually correct? Dilma de Ikter, maybe where only where was knotted. Meaning to say, says Rashi, Klomer, Mimai de Tzarchle. Kasher b'chochulia. Who said you have to do in every one of them? Dama ha da'amri devei Rabbi Chia hachikar. Really, what it means is im kasher al kol chulia b'chulia have a gerdumin kasher and then you're making me kasher. Aval b'rov tzitzios lo michshiri gerdumin. Most of them will not be good. The rov tzitzios ein iksharim al kol chulia b'chulia not tied over there. So you don't have a raya when it says it's going to be good as if it's tied. If it's not a gerdumin, then even if it's not tied, it's still going to be fine. You don't have a raya from that point that it would have to be tied and knotted up. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.